This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield. I'm Glenn Middlehauser, an ecologist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This week, I talk with Steve Russell about Maine amphibians.
I am Steve Russell. I am a retired biologist slash college professor from College of the Atlantic. And I came to the college after pursuing a master's degree at the University of Vermont and a PhD at the University of Connecticut studying herps. And herps is slang for referring to both amphibians and reptiles. So for my master's, I studied the western fence lizard in Northern California. And for my PhD, I studied a number of different species of frogs in the tropics in Panama, as well as some related species in the same family that are native to New England. My dream was, if I ever landed a job teaching at a college, would be able to offer herpetology, and it worked out here.
So are you familiar with amphibians and reptiles of New England before that, or?
When I was at the University of Vermont and the University of Connecticut, you know, I was in New England, and most of that was easily applied to Maine. And a number of the species have a wide enough range that growing up in southeastern Pennsylvania, I saw them down there too. Coming here, it was more learning firsthand what was on the island. It's curious here that we do not have some of the species that are native to Maine, like blue-spotted salamanders, we don't have. At least as long as I've been on the island, I've never heard of any reports of them. American toads are really spotty on the island, and I don't know why. They're over on the quiet side of the island, but I have yet to see an American toad here on the Bar Harbor side of the island. I'm trying to think what else we're missing here for amphibians.
Mink frogs?
We don't have mink frogs, but they're more inland and a bit northern, so I'm not surprised we don't have mink frogs.
So the common species here are?
For frogs, spring peepers, gray tree frogs, bullfrogs, wood frogs, green frogs, and pickerel frogs. So the most common ones. And I think that's it. We also don't have leopard frogs. And again, whether it has something to do with a pretty healthy pickerel frog population or not, I'm not sure.
So yeah, there's a lot of species of frogs here on the island. Yeah. But I've also observed over the years, people like introducing frogs places like Isle of Ho.
Yes, they do.
Did the same thing happen here on the island? Yeah. Can anyone even tell?
Really good question, because it really speaks to the human history of this island, whether frogs were accidental hitchhikers with just the presence of humans on this island for centuries. Some people speculate that toads are spotty here because maybe they were brought in with gravel that somebody brought in for their driveway. You know, they're really tolerant of drier conditions. You know, they still need water, but tolerate being away from water longer than the other frogs that we have here, and retarding water loss through their skin because of just the structure of their skin. So maybe they were brought in that way, that they weren't here after the glaciers receded.
Is gray tree frog native?
The gray tree frog is native. You know, I've been to the tropics numerous times, and the neotropics, you know, is renowned for many of the species of tree frogs that they have down there in the family Hylidae. And, you know, spectacular species. Some of them very big, yet they're still tree frogs with the topaz, and they're arboreal. And perhaps the most famous tree frog is the red-eyed tree frog, which some people have suggested is the most photographed frog in the world, just because it's, you know, the spectacular pigmentation that it has. But for my money, the great tree frog is right up there with those species. It has big lollipop topaz, and it's, to me, beautifully colored. It's very varied in its color, hence its species name, versicolor. And also the yellow that it has on the inner flanks of its hind legs that it flashes when it hops. It's just really spectacular. So I love that frog. It almost seems like too exotic for me.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.